Greetings in Jesus' name on this 10th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently in the 30s outside and a little bit of frost on the pumpkin this morning. Cloudy skies are going to be somewhat of a pretty day here in Maine. It's a wonderful Wednesday, and I hope that you're enjoying your day where God has you and you're in that place of blessing and getting ready for tonight's service. My. What a joy it is to go to church on Wednesday night and to shout the victory, sing the songs of Zion, and hear the wonderful words of life. And I'm in preparation even now for that service and headed down to teach the Bible chapel in just a little bit for our kids at the Sanford Christian Academy, and then studying through the lunchtime, and then out soul winning and visiting in the afternoon, staff meeting at 3:30, swimming a little bit after that, and then back for my study and preparing for tonight's service. Going to be a busy day in the work of the ministry, but it's all laid out, and we want to make a plan. Certainly without a plan is a plan to fail, and so we have a plan laid out, and we're going to pursue it by the grace of God. I hope that you're enjoying where God has placed you, and if you're praying about a place to minister, a place to serve, certainly consider the New England area, and in particular Maine. If I could be a help to you, if you could move up here and I could help to mentor you and train you, I would be most delighted by that. I will say that laziness is not something that you'll want to be a part of if you come here. But if you're active and you're aggressive and you're passionate, we'd love to help you, and we would love to be able to pour our life into somebody so that they might be able to go forth with the gospel. There are several of those that we're already doing that with in our own service and in our own church. One of those is my son. And we're excited about what God's doing in his life. So let me know if I could be a help or a blessing. In your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 49, the Bible says, "And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistines and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled." And then I want you to see here in verse number 52, "And the men of Israel and of Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistine until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Sharon, even unto Gath and unto Ekron." I want you to notice something in particular that happened in this passage of Scripture. Earlier in this passage of Scripture, we have Israelites afraid. We have them dismayed, and they're in hold because this mean giant called Goliath is tantalizing them and is continually defying the armies of the living God. And all of them are sitting in hold, terrified. And David comes on the scene and says, "Is there not a cause?" And they, of course, try to put on armor on him that he's not used to. And he says, "Hey, this hasn't been proved. I'm going to go with what I've experienced in the past. I've got some experiences in the past. I've been able to slay a lion and a bear. And there's other occasions that God has been faithful to me. And this uncircumcised Philistine is not going to be an issue." And he goes forward and he takes one of those stones out of his sling, and he was able to absolutely slay the giant. He pulls the sheath, pulls the sword out of the sheath, cuts his head off, and is the victor on that day. But in verse 52, the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines. Now, none of that happened until David stood by faith, trusting God, and was able to see the giant conquered. And I wonder, dear friend, today, how many are holdouts waiting on some man, some woman, some boy, some girl to take a stand for Christ? Here's David taking a stand for Christ, and the result of it was all of Judah And the men of Israel arose and pursued the Philistines. Could it be that there's somebody in our churches today that's sitting idly by, and if they would take a stand for Christ and pursue, it might be, it just might be, that they'll be able to make it, make the others in the church, cause the others in the church to pursue on for the Lord. Let's be those Davids. Let's be those ones that take a stand, that pursue, that go forward for Christ. You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.